Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So what is
the guinea pigs do the fucking?
What's with that gerbil thing?
Oh, I don't know if I want to get into this.
All right, never mind.
What a loaded question.
Yeah.
So wait, guys, just hold on. What's with the gerbil thing?
Loreboys here, coming at you with some more Monster Hunter lore, spoiler free, of course, and I am joined here with...
I'm Ethan!
And...
I'm Peter!
And my name is James Miller.
Hi everybody!
Hi! Hello. So this week I did beat the main story for Monster Hunter Worlds, no Fatalis unfortunately, but great game. Great game.
That's kind of a spoiler.
It might be, yeah. But nobody who's playing the game would even know Fatalis existed unless they listened to us.
It's like an anti-spoiler, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Fatalis is in older games. But there is a really cool last boss, and I won't tell you about him, but get there. Yeah.
But get there, get some.
This week, we had a death in the Loreboys family, by the way.
What?
My wireless keyboard. I went to bed Friday night. I went to bed Friday night. Everything's fine. Woke up in the morning. Rest in peace, wireless Logitech keyboard.
So you brought your keyboard into bed with you, and you laid down on the spacebar key all night.
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I got a new one. Who cares?
Yeah. I had a similar keyboard problem. When I was streaming Skyrim, I had a beer in front of me, and I knocked it over, and I gave my keyboard permanent sticky keys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't even have to press shift.
Nice.
No, mine was just like a four-year-old wireless keyboard. It's what got solar panels on it that just recharges with like a desk lamp, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And I replaced the battery about a year and a half ago that I stole out of another keyboard.
Okay. Naturally.
That I bought, took the battery from, and then returned because I said it was a problem with my computer. And then it was dead overnight.
You just admitted to a crime on live television.
I got a $3 Logitech battery. One, this is live, not live. Yeah. Two, this is an audio. There's video. A 7-second delay. Everybody, to make sure we don't swear.
Everybody listening at home, please call the cops right now.
I had an ill-gotten battery for a while.
Yeah, this case
I had to replace my keyboard. Got the exact same one, just a newer model.
Cool. Rip. Everybody,
rest in peace.
Type F in the chat.
Every F to pay respects to the keyboard that got us through all of our streams at my place.
Press F if you have a working keyboard.
Yeah, which I do now. Yeah, press F to pay respects to my dead keyboard.
Yeah. There's a lot of working keyboards. There's a lot of working people in the Monster Hunter world, and I'd like to talk about them today.
That was an okay segue.
Please do.
Yeah, well, you guys weren't giving me much to go off of. Dead keyboards? Come on, man.
Dead monsters?
Yeah, I guess so. Wouldn't have been much.
No, that would have been just as good. Or should I say just as bad?
Just terrible.
Well, anyways, Segway Cast, where we talk about Segways, analyze them.
Have you ever ridden a Segway?
No, but I've competed in who could write one the fastest, and that was a race. And today we're going to be talking about
races.
of Monster Hunters. So there's three races other than humans that are in the world. And then there's also the Monster Hunter Guild, which I want to touch on a little bit. We talked about it a little bit last week, how they kind of want to strike a balance between dead monsters and alive monsters.
So you told us last time one of them was Wyverns. Right?
Wyverns,
that's all I remember.
That's who we're starting with. Wyvarians.
Okay, so there's peoples.
There's people.
There's Wyvarians.
There's Wyvarians.
And there's Dargons? No, this is like other than monsters and dragons.
Yeah. Okay. There's people, so humans. There's Wyvarians, like you said.
Are the Palico a race?
No, and we're not even touching on Palico. I searched desperately for how did Palicos come into the Monster Hunter world? And they're always just like, oh, they're the companions of the people.
Yeah, they're just there.
Okay. I'm like, but
we said so and so it is.
Yeah. I'm like, but like, where did they come from? They are feline in nature. I'm like, yeah, I know.
And I can tell.
Yeah, like, but where did they come from? Everybody only gets one. Like, okay.
But, wait, you get one? They're like slaves?
Pretty much, but they want to work with you.
That sounds like some apologist bullshit.
Okay,
like, no, they like it here. They like being our slaves. I mean, come on. They can't speak. They can't communicate with us, but they like it.
Yeah, in Downton Abbey, they have a line that's like that. It's like, oh, don't fire your butler because he has nothing else that he wants to do. And it's like, oh my god.
So, if you guys want to hear a cool fan theory, like as we get started for Palicos, right? So every hunter has a handler. And the handler is the person who kind of sets up the contracts for the monsters you have to kill.
Okay.
They're like your secretary slash manager, right?
Yeah. And
it's
they,
like your carer.
They're hinted at...
Yeah, like Jamie's carer.
Yeah, exactly. They're hinted at helping you in more ways than just setting things up.
Jamie, why are you winking at me?
Give you some... some little relaxation tugs.
Jamie, what do you want to set up for me right now?
So they're hinted at being more than just behind the scenes, that they're actually helping fighting.
Okay.
I saw a fan theory that said your handler actually controls your Palico while you're in battle.
Like a Warframe.
Yeah, kind of like that, right? Yeah. And there's nothing in the game that proves that.
I'd rather be in a cat.
But there's a bunch of little hints that say, like, oh, it's helping you more than just behind the scenes and stuff like that. So some crazy fan
theory. They're slaves that are at times subjected to mind control when their lives are most at danger.
Yes.
So I have no chance of running away in the face of imminent death or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, like, think of how we treat our house cats. We make them poop in a box.
Yeah.
We
take them hunting T-Rexes with us, like, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when they try to run away, we subject them to electric shocks until they go after the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
I bring my cat into dangerous scenarios constantly.
Yeah.
And make sure she brings me shit.
Obviously.
And pulls me out of the battlefield when I faint.
Yeah, like big gooey wasps that I can eat.
Yeah.
I think they poop in a box by choice.
I one time brought my dog out into the woods and we watched the sunset from like the top of a hill. And then I didn't have the foresight to think, well, when the sun sets, I won't be able to find my way back in the middle of the woods at night. And I was on the top of this like precarious ledge on either side, walking like straight ahead. And I couldn't see anything, and I trusted my dog to bring me all the way home.
And she did. Clearly.
So, you know what? Yeah, our pets can handle more than we think.
Yeah.
So, these Palicos are okay.
So, Palicos are good as slaves. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Jamie's pro slavery in regards to Palicos.
As long as they're cat people.
Yeah.
There's a height limit as to where slavery is acceptable. So, you can't enslave a human because they're too tall.
Oh, it's the height
But,
thing.
Like, dwarves, halflings, cats.
All good.
Oh.
All above board.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Average height 5'9". No bueno.
Yeah. To actually counter that point, I accidentally just closed my notes here because I'm working from a tablet
rather than paper. Wow.
Yeah, the first time ever. Yeah.
Big boy James.
So you're speaking about little people, and Trovarians are like the pretty much like dwarves in fantasy. We'll get to them, but they are little people and they're not slaves.
They have beards and they're like braids and they live underground and have big anvils and forges and stuff.
You're almost dead on.
Nice.
So they're dwarves.
Yeah, exactly.
What are they called? Trovarians?
Trovarians, okay. Yeah. So, dwarves. Thanks, Japan.
Yeah.
I knocked the mic. Everyone can listen to that.
Yes, mic tap.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite like little cuts when somebody is editing a video, is when they hit something and they just put like mic tap in like big bold white letters on screen.
So let's start off with the Wyvarians. Okay. Those are the ones we had the most questions about the last time, and I didn't have the answers. But now
that's the ones I have the most questions about this time.
They're perfect. Not crossbreeds. From
are they
what
elves?
I understand.
So they specifically resemble humans, although it's not clear if they're ever tied to humans.
Because we asked you if they were boning down with dragons, which was at that time no.
Yeah, so I don't have any footage of humans having sex with dragons.
Don't lie.
I mean, not for anybody on iTunes because the podcast is audio, but we're watching it right now. It's weird.
Yeah. Jamie actually has several screens in his recording studio that just constantly play dragon people.
Okay, some of them are wyverns. Okay, know the difference.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
at least all the dragons are like a different are different on the chromatic one. Like the blue dragon's just over there across from me, but what's playing above me right now?
I got a silver dragon. Actually,
silver dragon.
Lawful.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Yes.
Good. Silver dragons are awful good. Yeah.
I don't want to do this, but it's the law.
Yeah.
It's for the best.
It's for the greater good, yeah.
So, wyverns are, they look like humans, but they have several traits that suggest a wyvern ancestry. They have pointed ears, four-fingered hands, digitigrade.
Four fingers.
Yeah, digitigrade legs. So you know what digitigrade legs are?
Chicken legs.
So they're not chicken legs, but think of like a dog's leg. Back legs or a horse leg where they had that weird like little ankle that goes the other way.
A dinosaur where they have the mm-hmm. It's long feet and they walk on their toes.
Yeah, exactly. Ethan, if you want to pull up Google Chrome there, I do have some photos ready for us.
Photos
so
of dog's legs?
There's the right there. So you scroll down.
Okay, yeah.
Click on, or scroll down just a little bit more actually. So don't think of the one on the right, just the one on the left. So that shows the leg there. It goes...
Oh, it's like they're always standing on the balls of their feet.
They're always standing on the balls of their feet. Like, their ankles are, like... That's like the ankle. Almost where our knee would be, like, kind of up.
Yeah, yeah, okay. They're always on tiptoe.
Yeah.
They got, like, goat legs. Goat
yeah,
feet.
You can see these ones have, like, the big noses and the pointy ears.
Big fucking ears. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, those ears are much more dramatic than I'd imagine.
I could fit my whole hand in there.
So not all of
That's
them...
That's a party trick for them.
Yeah. Hey, baby, I can fit my whole fist in my ear.
Yeah.
I have to say, this one that I looked up, I just Googled wyverians, and this one comes up with a picture next to a human. This is a very pronounced one. Like, if you wanted to take, like, one race and then just... really pronounce all of their
differences.
Make
a political cartoon about them. It would be this guy.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. That's it. So he's very overpronounced. But
I like how he's next to a person. It's like, yo, this is what a normal leg is. Yeah. It's a fucked up wyverian leg.
Look at my leg. I can stand on my heel.
So they're great. Because they can live for much longer than humans.
Bastards.
Naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. So they live... Some live for hundreds of years.
So they're like a combination of elves and satyrs or something.
Kind of, yeah. I definitely got more of an elf vibe than satyr. I don't know a lot of about satyrs, though.
They're the goat dudes. They prance around, play flutes, and I think are like fuck freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love their orgies.
So these ones are, wyverians are not fuck freaks. They actually reproduce much slower than people.
Okay.
I don't know if that's for lack of trying,
like,
but
physically,
they might still
they
be fuck.
Pregnant for the.
They might still be fuck freak.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, okay, everyone listening at home with bated breath on the edge of your seat, we're not ruling fuck freaks out yet.
No. Nope.
Okay.
No. Nope.
Still on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a very small population because they reproduce less.
Okay.
And they live so long.
Too much time fucking, no time to make babies. You
know what I'm saying? Condoms.
Too many condoms.
Yep. They think a lot differently than humans, probably given. They have a longer lifespan. They get a different perspective, right?
Okay.
And they also are considered more intelligent and rational than humans. This is more elf-like.
Oh, they're like Vulcans.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which are like elves from Star Trek.
Logical. Basically.
Yeah. They're like elves. Yeah. They think they're better
space
than us.
Elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are more attuned to nature. Okay. They greatly respect nature.
They're elves. They're wood elves.
They're elves. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. They're more peaceful. They tend to avoid conflict whenever possible, but they still recognize the value of the hunters and the Hunters Guild right now.
Oh.
Yeah. They were the first hunters before any other hunters.
They like live in a gated community. Well, it's like, well, we don't want to kill the monsters, but somebody has to.
Yeah,
we respect the work they do.
We're not going to leave those filthy humans to do it.
Yeah, they're like fucking, oh no, they're still like wasps. It's like wyvern, Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yeah.
They put their giant noses up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And little sweaters tied around it. Like tennis.
Yeah.
With a giant beetle.
So they were the first hunters, like I said, and they eventually gave way to the human-centric Hunters Guild and transitioned to more of a supporting role because they didn't really like the violence aspect of it, like you said, but they had to do it before.
Oh, so they become handlers?
Not really handlers.
The
but
handler
they,
in world is very clearly human.
Yeah. They're more... The ones that I've encountered in Monster Hunter Worlds are more research-based. They're more...
nerds.
Yeah, they're looking for information. They're looking. For
I'm going to use my science brain to solve the monster problem.
Yeah.
Whereas humans like, I'm going to shoot him with this gun.
There are very few wyvern hunters today.
Okay.
But there still are some.
Still are some.
Yeah. Did you meet any?
Not a playable race in the game.
I haven't met any. Sorry?
Not a playable race in the game.
No. I think you always start as human, but don't quote me on that.
When I say game, I'm talking about the one Monster Hunter game which I have any familiarity with, being Monster Hunter World.
Did you play any of it?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, it's good.
Never touched it.
When wyverians live with people, they tend to live with the elderly that are past their prime. They prefer to cohabitate with them for whatever reason.
Old people are the worst.
Old people are the worst.
I thought you guys would have something more to say on that. Maybe. Old people suck.
I just want to die when I'm 30.
Yeah.
That's
it. Before I'm old.
Yeah. Well, I want to die once I've exterminated all the old people. Then my purpose on this earth has been fulfilled.
But then you become one of the oldest
people. What if
you
end up as the oldest person
age.
On earth?
Yeah.
I don't age. Well, I guess I would. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh my god. If there are no old people,
you
who's
are the
old,
old
person.
People. Yeah.
Every time somebody dies, the younger the population gets. Silver medal old guy.
So that's pretty much the Wyverians. They are super smart. They live a long time.
What's their society like?
Tippy-toe wood elves.
Their society is they've integrated into human society. So they
just
play
one big society.
They play supporting roles for the Hunters Guild, which is mostly populated by humans. Okay. But with
they integrated into human society. We saw their culture. We said no, and they're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Said no. You guys come assimilate yourselves to ours.
Yeah.
Thank you
why
much.
Don't you be our second in command?
So you're saying humans are more like white people?
Well, it's a Japanese game. Japan did a lot of the same shit.
You can
I guess
play.
They did, eh?
You can definitely play as a black person. I played with Namdi, and he's black IRL.
No, I don't mean skin color. I meant like white people colonize and assimilate other people's culture into their own, which is the Western world today.
Yeah.
And Japan.
Japan put it in a nicer spin, though. They're like, oh well, the white people are doing the dirty work, and since we don't reproduce as much, there's less of us. We just kind of hang back, support them, and let them do our dirty.
Okay. Cool. So,
yeah.
They're gonna kill all the dinosaurs and make babies.
Yeah, or not kill all the dinosaurs, but strike an equilibrium, which we'll
right.
get more into.
Responsible
well,
level of murder.
The Wyverians are like, don't kill all my mom, because people fuck dragons, remember?
Right, yeah.
I remember that.
Old gem.
That's the working theory. So if a person has sex with a dragon, is it a Wyverian born from an egg or live birth?
You're
depends
hosting.
On who the mom is.
Depends on who
or,
the mom is.
Yeah, it depends on who the mother is, that's true. Oh, or God. Maybe they come out in kind of like an in-between state, like a shark. In like one of those like,
oh yeah,
goopy sacks.
Okay.
Oh, I saw one of those on Reddit the other day. Like the guy holding the goopy sack of shark that it was still. Did anyone see this?
No.
You guys are looking at me like I'm weird.
Okay. Yeah, you start skimming goopy sacks, honestly.
Anyways, goopy sacks. Next up is the Trovarians.
Oh, the dwarves.
Yeah.
Born in goopy sacks. No.
Yeah.
Plucked from branches and goopy sacks.
Yeah. They're known to have a petite shape and a shorter lifespan than people, so probably
like
6
guinea
years.
Pigs.
So they're not like dwarves in that regard. Yeah. They're like guinea pigs, yeah.
Yep. Well, so far they're like guinea pigs.
They've gone from fantasy dwarves, pretty cool, to guinea pigs,
less cool.
that's their standing now.
What else could they be if they just live? They're shorter life and smaller than humans. Only they could be guinea pigs.
Would a 6-year-old girl get a Trevelyan as a pet on her birthday?
only if she lived near a volcano.
Okay, yeah. Totally
and
guinea pigs.
You have to get two of them because they get lonely.
Oh,
no. So,
yeah.
Actually, they don't care about other people as much. I'm sure they love their friends and stuff, but what their biggest thing that they want to do is work all the time. Like, they just want to work.
Humans sure did find a convenient monster planet to come on, which is just like, what? Everybody just wants to help
the people. Yeah,
everybody just wants to work.
We're all gonna live in harmony and kill a bunch of fucking monsters who are just minding their own business.
Yeah. So, like you said earlier, they prefer to live underground.
They're mole men.
Yep. Due to them using the many ores and minerals in the areas to produce equipment such as armor and weapons, and they learned how to do this from the Wyverians. So they took Wyverian procedures and they just adopted them, moved on underground. Usually a lot of lava around where they live. They prefer lava to be around. It's good to work with for melting metal and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
There's no other way to melt metal. You gotta go find lava. You gotta go live in a cave with a bunch of lava. That's the only way to melt metal.
Did have you encountered any of them?
I don't. If I have, I didn't realize it was one. But there's no like town where it's underground. There's a bunch of Trovarians in Monster Hunter World, as far as
but
I
there's
know.
None of them hanging out on your like cool base town.
You didn't notice any like 3-foot tall people
hanging out. The thing is,
no, he's too tall. He's looking straight ahead. Didn't notice.
Oh, the thing is, like, look, scroll down a little bit on a Wyverian right there. That's a little tiny Wyverian, right? Wyverians get smaller as they age.
Okay. Oh, he's like an old wizard.
They like Benjamin Button. They get smaller as they age, and
he got younger as he aged.
Okay, yeah, well, different.
Because human people get smaller when they age too.
Yeah, you're right. Anyways, not Benjamin Button, then.
Benjamin Button, but different.
No, I haven't.
It's so long.
He's like Benjamin Button if Benjamin Button didn't get younger as he aged.
If he got older as he aged, it's just like that.
It's just like that.
Yeah, Trevarians, if I run into them, I haven't noticed. One of Monster Hunter's maybe shortcomings is the lore is not made apparent. You have to buy the books or the things outside of the game, usually to learn about it or find really weird.
Go to the wiki or places. Listen to shitty podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not putting your face up. I ran into a Trovarian. I thought it was a Wyverian at this point.
But now that I learned about it for the last couple days.
Oh, your character, you don't see color, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this came up before. I'm just the best. No, yeah. They like, they're known to be workaholics, like I said, right? Due to them working for long periods, they can continue to work day and night. They don't stop working until their job is done. And they have equipment that not only serves as their clothes, but it helps them stay up day and night.
It's like their sustenance. Like sustained by fucking their shitty 9-to-5 at the call center.
No, yeah.
Like they thrive off it.
Yeah, they've got like...
cannot sustain anything.
Yeah.
Sustains these guys, dude.
No, they got shirts from the Gap with like 2 inches of amphetamines caked on the inside. And it just kind of soaks in through their blood.
God, yeah. But a shirt that's like 3 sizes too big for all the
speed
on the lining.
Yeah,
they like they're sustained by like shitty like middle aged single parents or like stay at home parents yelling at them about not being able to return something.
Yeah,
like, that's their like morning coffee. Like,
yeah. I was just thinking about a guy who's like so jazzed to be working, but kind of like in an office, but he's like down in a cave. He's like, oh yeah, just like punches his fist into the wall, starts pulling copper wire out of the ceiling, like inside a cavern,
just all fucking tweaking out.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
I know what I'll do. I'll pull all the copper wiring out of this place.
And smith it into armor.
That's why it's like they have all the technology to live in like a utopian scientific future.
But they're too high. Like,
all these fucking dwarves just keep tearing down every time they try and build a fucking place. I'm going to make it into a gun. Don't worry about it. This is going
to
be great.
I was listening to another thing. They were talking about one of the new intervention episodes. And there are some. And there's this one guy who works in junkyard. And his whole job is he pulls copper wire out of the stuff that's junk.
Yeah.
And he's allowed to live there because the trash place owner needs him to do that. And then he sells all the copper and he buys crack with it. Right?
Damn it.
Yeah. So he's doing this for a long time. He has no family, no friends. All he does is just like stick to himself and smokes his crack. He's hurting no one but himself. And the whole thing in intervention, he's like, you're trying to
stop this person?
Yeah, but like the whole thing, whenever you go and sit around, it's like, the way you've affected me is this, and I won't support you anymore because you can't live in my house. And they did that, but the whole time he had a smirk on his face because he knew no one was counting on him.
Yeah,
and there's nothing. It. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to rehab.
Yeah.
But all he knew is he's just going to be back at home smoking crack in 7 days.
It's like the junkyard manager's like, oh, you sure do pull a lot of copper wire out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You work 19-hour days, you don't cause any trouble. Yeah.
Sometimes you won't show up for a week, but then the next week you'll work 22 hours every single day.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of balances out.
Yeah. Get the exact same amount of work done in a month if you work a 9-to-5. You just do it really quickly.
Yeah. You live in an abandoned car, like there's no rent, really. Like,
it's one of those old VW vans. Yeah. Everything's pulled out. It's just like a pile of sheets over some straw.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. So they're workaholics, and the only time they get depressed is whenever they run out of lava to craft with.
Yeah.
They poop lava?
Yeah.
They poop lava? Oh.
That would be like the Artemis Fowl version of dwarves who eat a bunch of and poop it out the other end like a worm.
Poop it out, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's a...
Never read Artemis Fowl?
No, I never ended up reading Artemis Fowl.
Yeah, teen fantasy series. Yeah.
I know a lot of people who did.
Yeah.
Great books.
Buddy of mine read a lot of... read Artemis Fowl and then moved on to the Forgotten Realms, like, Drizzt series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a movie. There's an Artemis Fowl movie coming out this year or next year, I think.
Well, I'm glad that... Is it still relevant?
No, I don't know. I don't think it is. It's relevant to my teen.
I'll watch it. I bet it would be bad, but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do an Artemis Fowl lore episode one of these days.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll talk about moles that eat a bunch of ground and poop it out.
Woo! Yeah.
Like Trevarians.
Yep.
Poop, poop, lava.
So, Trevarians,
which we've established is truth.
Yeah.
You know everything you need to know about Trevarians. They don't play a big role in the story other than they like craft and shit.
But you don't even have, like, a Trevarian blacksmith in your town, right?
I want to go check, open up the game, and go look at the blacksmith and see if he's a Trevarian in Monster Hunter Worlds.
Make a judgment call based on race.
There's actually a blacksmith and not, like, a vendor?
Yeah, they have a blacksmith. Okay. He's, like, he puts stuff together. You do have, there's a vendor, but he's always going to sell stuff, like...
He sells you medicine.
Like, 2 rungs below whatever you have.
Yeah, that's the problem with the... So the blacksmith is also the shopkeeper in Neo, which I've been playing the shit out of, speaking of Japanese action games. She sells garbage.
Seashells.
It is by the seashore. The worst. Like, but it's the same problem here. Like, it's like items have levels, so, just like in Monster Hunter. So it's like, if you go to the blacksmith, you can either craft or upgrade shit.
Okay.
But if you want to buy something, you're wasting your fucking time.
Yeah. It's just like, there are vendors for things like potions and all that crazy
it's
stuff.
Just like if you accidentally deleted your, like, drop your item and can't get it back, and then you're just like, oh, shit.
It doesn't really happen that much. Like, it's pretty tough to lose.
Can't imagine it does. Yeah. I feel like it's just, they just put a shitty weapon vendor in there as a failsafe. Like,
yeah, maybe. Oh.
You lost your sword. You could always just buy a new one.
I think it's good for
get through one raid.
I think it's good for respecking kind of thing. Like I'm a light bow gun all this time, and I just want to try to play as Sword and Shield, but I don't want to invest all of the money and stuff to level up a Sword and Shield all the way to top level. Because you buy there's trees, right? You buy like the base one and you upgrade with materials and money.
So this guy just sells the base ones. What are you saying?
I don't know, but I know it's like always like 2-3 steps below where I've been at whenever I checked it. Yeah,
but you could always just buy the base one off him.
Yeah,
but then you have to invest into it. Okay,
like, I don't want to say something so specific as it is the base one. Yeah, but I know it's just lower than whenever.
I think I get it.
You've got a bunch of purples equipped, all you can buy is yellow, sort of thing, right?
Blue. It would be blue. I think yellows are like higher up.
So that's it.
Oh, whatever the fuck.
It's for respecting, basically.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't needed to use it. So
you haven't respect.
No. Exactly. I've built other things like from scratch.
Yeah.
And so the sea people, they're the ones that probably look the closest to humans. They look just like humans.
Okay, there's a fourth race?
Sorry?
There's a fourth race?
This is the third. Oh, fourth race if you're counting humans, yeah.
Oh, I was always counting humans, yeah.
Yeah. I said there's three races other than humans we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably the last one. So this is what they look like.
They look like very happy catfish.
Yeah, so some of them are very pronounced like catfish. Again, this is like the stereotype most fish person you can see. Some of them look just like humans.
Wait, they're just called sea people?
Yeah, or seamen.
Seaman, as narrated by Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah.
Seamen, like seminary fluid.
Sure, Ethan.
So there's
the male ejaculate.
Yeah.
Isn't that...
But a seminary is a place, too, right?
No, that's seminal.
No, you can go
like
to...
Like a seminal text is...
No.
It's like when you come in a book. I'm sorry.
You guys are gross, but a seminary is a real thing, I'm telling you.
No, it's a cemetery.
Okay. That's where you put dead people.
I feel like you know what I'm talking about. You're just being dead.
That's where dead people go. And a sea cemetery is where dead sea people go.
Yeah. There's a few key differences from humans that they have.
They look like catfish. When they die, they just wash up in a ditch next to the highway.
Yeah. Or like whenever you're throwing it in your trash, you have to cut up your six-pack holders because the sea people get stuck in it.
One of them with a gun lance during a fight, and then like an elder dragon just drops
a six-pack. Drops that on it. Hooks a row in it.
It's like they're at a party. With a sea guy. It's just like cuts to him. He's like, hey, buddy, Jimmy, are you okay? He's like,
yeah, that's it.
Oh, God. Guys, you got to cut up your beer rings because my roommate.
My roommate's a sea people.
Stop right. Yeah. Cracks one beer, instantly choked. Gilligan cut over to him. Like,
that's it.
They have, like, they're super similar. The only real big difference is they have webbed hand and sharp. Nails,
and some of them have whiskers.
Like some catfish have whiskers. Man.
Yeah,
catfish
this one, whiskers. Like the one we found, is like the most pronounced one. I haven't run into anyone like this. I think this is actually the concept art. If you scroll,
have you spoken to a?
It says Monster Hunter 2.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe these are the older ones.
In one of the games, it might have been Ship Carpenter Foreman.
Have you spoken to a sea boy?
Yes.
So you can recognize the sea boys.
So the thing is, though, I've run into probably all the races, but. The story so far in the game that I've been playing has been so unimportant that I usually just skip all the dialogue and go to the next fight because it's so grindy that you don't want to
waste any moments. Listen,
I've got 11 hours to play,
exposition.
And I've got to spend all of it farming.
Yeah, that's it.
No, but it's usually like, oh, and then your next fight is there's another big monster threatening us over here, and it would be really valuable for the Monster Hunter Guild if we got him for research. And they're like, okay, that's the pretty much just switch the name from the last one. Doing. So I haven't really paid a lot of attention to the NPCs.
But you had fun, at least.
Yeah, I did. I love the gameplay. The story is lackluster, so I'm trying to deliver it to you guys in a more fun way than the game does.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so another crucial difference between them is they have translucent skin with their own unique skin color. And when the light hits them a certain way, it looks like they almost have like a dye underneath their translucent skin.
Okay.
But like salamanders, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like fish.
Exactly.
Yeah, sort of.
Like some deep sea fish, you can see right through.
Yeah, because you don't need color when there's no sunlight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Don't ever need color, Peter.
Sometimes.
So you're saying that the sun causes racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard it here first. All racism comes from the sun.
All things considered,
we have to take that son of a bitch out.
All things considered, if we didn't have a sun, we wouldn't need melanin, and we wouldn't be different colors.
And we'd also all frozen dead. Yeah.
No, what if I just like plugged in a space heater?
Not much is known about.
I mean, we'd have to live long enough.
Isn't that what a sun really is? A space heater?
Hey. Have a good night, everybody. Dara was suggesting we do an a cappella cover of our opening song at some point.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We should do that.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one. There's a lot of parts, a lot of moving parts going on in that thing. It's Eric Skiff, you know.
He's a real, real maestro. Yeah.
All right, not much is known about the Sea People's Dance.
I don't know why all three of us on that train of thought went completely off the rails. Just like, yep, okay.
It said that the old the Sea People's ancestors lived in old underwater ruins that supposedly their race even evolved from fish?
Water temple.
They look just like people.
Yeah, but...
So we've got people fucked dragons to make Wyverians. People fucked fish to make sea people.
People fuck guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs. There it is. People fuck guinea pigs to make the fucking troglodors.
Or bunnies.
Travarians.
Troglodors.
Yeah.
It's Travarian, right?
I don't know if people fuck guinea pigs, but they definitely like to put them in underground areas.
So what is
the guinea pigs do the fucking.
What's with that gerbil thing?
Oh, I don't know if I want to get into this.
All right, never mind. We'll
What a loaded question.
Yeah.
So wait, guys, just hold on. What's with the gerbil thing? I think it originated as a rumor about Richard Greer. I think it originated as a rumor about Richard Greer.
Gear.
No. Well, you can't Richard spell Gear. Fetish without fish. And
this is true.
And
yep,
yeah,
they, I mean, that'd be an anagram.
They evolved from fish, and they're believed to still have some connection to humans. So you guys aren't wrong. There might be
man fuck fish,
yeah,
or fish fuck woman.
Yeah, it might be a mermaid merman situation.
It might be that handjob dolphin from the last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
exactly.
God, yeah,
his legacy.
I read that article. That's wild. You should put that article up on the Discord.
I did not read that article.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, like
the dolphin's name was Peter.
That seems untrue.
No, it is. Yeah. They called
the handler's
Peter.
Name was Dara.
Damn it! Am I just a reincarnation of this fucking dolphin?
Yeah, exactly.
Peter, you're just not self-aware. I have you in a tank of water right now.
Right now, you're in 5 feet of water, and you've been administered LSD. We're trying to teach you to talk.
Yeah.
That's what the mic is for.
So I'm starting to wake up, guys.
Yeah. Give me another hit.
Yeah. I need another dab.
The fish people are more superstitious than the other races. They
throw salt on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Like
salt water.
Like in Blood Crane. In the Disney adaptation of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. The ocean actually was actually fresh water until the sea people inhabited it. And they started throwing so much salt over their shoulder.
Those salty boys.
Yeah.
League of Legends.
Yeah, that's it. They all play League.
Yeah.
20,000 leagues under the sea. And so salty. Oh my god.
We got some like good bad dad jokes.
Bad
today.
Dad
I gotta
jokes.
Say.
Oh fuck. It's just like Monster Hunter racist, mostly dad jokes.
Yeah. Well, Ethan had one earlier. Like Peter's girlfriend Dara was here telling a story about an unruly beagle that only listened to a trombone, and Ethan said,
when you give a dog a bone.
Yeah, exactly. Womp, womp,
womp. Yeah. And then, Peter did a pantomime to
the
trombone.
Womp, yeah.
Which was all very good.
You guys had to be there for it.
Yeah.
Too bad
yeah.
you weren't.
Well, they were there for it.
That was
an original joke completely set up out of the blue.
Yep. Yeah. They also, they see people use, like, talismans and perform ceremonies before and after heights. Fights?
What?
Yeah.
I'm fight fights.
Stopped. Yeah.
Whoever's tallest wins.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Invader Zim.
Yeah.
Almighty tallest.
Yeah. So yeah, they're more superstitious, but they're also hunters, more so than the Wyverians.
Okay.
Wyverians are
But they're like fishers, really.
Mm,
Do they hunt in like groups like killer whales, or are they more like sharks? Do they, when they have when they go to their buffet, is it like a feeding frenzy?
Yeah.
Like, they just go fucking nuts and everyone like fucking blood orgies all over the place.
Honestly, everyone seems like they're in a feeding frenzy. When you go to the chef in the game to eat something.
Oh, that Palico chef?
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's always talking about gains and shit.
Yeah.
He's always talking about gains. Like, this will get you swole, bro.
Yeah, actually, though.
Does he?
That's all of the Palicos use like really lame puns for like that they're cats.
Their name is a pun.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Meowster.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Exactly.
What's his name? He's like the Meowster chef or something, isn't he?
The Meowtastical chef or something silly like that.
Meowtastic.
Yeah.
Meowtastic.
Yeah.
Cat-tastic.
Yep.
And how about a Meowthful of this food?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the three races along with the humans.
Okay,
right?
So Jamie, in your opinion, which race is best?
I like them all the same. I think they all contribute something different but equal to the whole Monster Hunter world.
How political. I like sea people.
I like the catfish people.
Because we call them seamans.
Yeah. They seem nice. Honestly, the lazy wasps, no good. The dwarves, or whatever.
Dwarves, like, you can't get attached to them because you're going to live longer than them, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Don't give them a name or else you'll just be sad when they die.
Yeah.
You name your guinea pigs. I mean.
Ice, you no longer have a name.
Yeah, that's it. You're sad when they die, but like, hey, a pet's a pet. Yeah, Trevarian's a Trevarian. What can I
you
say?
You got to get used to it. You got to get ready for that.
Yeah.
My cat, I probably won't have her for more than 6 or 7 more years because she's like 8 now.
That is like, I can't wrap my head around these people who just love to work.
Yeah.
I feel like if we did a full-time job doing this podcast, which I love, I would be like, oh man, I got to go fucking work again. I can't.
So sometimes I have that problem where it's just like, I'm not emotionally prepared to sit down at my computer for like 4.5 hours and draw.
Yeah.
I always do.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, there's like family emergencies and shit. But like last week I did 2, and then.
Sometimes you just gotta force art, man.
Exactly. Sometimes.
That's how you beat writer's block. Like, you just sit down and fucking write, man.
Yeah. That's the slogan for the podcast. Sometimes you just gotta force art.
Force art, yeah.
Our new tagline, oh man. You wanted to redo the logo anyway, right?
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta force art. Yeah. All right, I like that. I was changing some of our taglines on a few other things to make them more sarcastic. Because I remember, like, when we started, we had really kind of like surgical branding. Where it's like a comedy podcast about video game lore, which was like very copy-paste placeholder shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I changed that on a few things to see what does what.
Where Ethan talks about seminal fluid a lot.
A lot. A lot.
You guys haven't heard any unedited versions of this podcast, but like I talk about it a lot.
I got a couple private messages from the people on the Instagram. They said, stop sending dick pics, Ethan.
No. No, never. Never. What's the point of a smartphone if I can't send random strangers dick pics, right?
Especially on Instagram. It's like, we found your podcast. Oh, that's his dick.
That's his penis.
Maybe we accidentally got sent a saucy image by a girl who didn't know who they were messaging
from. Yeah.
Which totally happened.
It was Peter's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I pulled out my phone and it had a picture of Peter's girlfriend and I was like, I shouldn't have this. So I texted Jamie. I said, log into the Instagram account. And then like 20 minutes later, we texted Peter.
Yep.
So this is the wrong account.
The Hunter's Guild is the last thing I wanted to talk about. So we talked about the three races alongside humans, and the Hunter's Guild is the governing body of the Monster Hunter world.
Okay.
Yep. So again, they don't exist to annihilate all monsters. They exist to harmonize humans with nature and hunting said beasts. In order to enforce and balance this policy, the Hunter's Guild uses hunters, making them a major part of the corporation. Hence the Hunter's
That's your job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also different parts of the Hunter's Guild, different players. There's
different departments in the office building.
Exactly. There's the ecological research that every time you track a monster, you get research points that goes towards ecological. You can learn about weaknesses. Your fireflies will guide you to these monsters easier the more you know about them because you're better at tracking them.
Okay.
There's a whole section where you can send palicos out onto quests, like your friend's palicos. Let's say I play with Namdi. His palico is named Tiger, after his girlfriend's cat, and I send Tiger out on 2 quests, and after 2 to 3 quests, it returns with a bunch of bounty.
Okay.
And things like that.
Nice.
Yep. There's also the workshop, where the further you progress into the game, or the more research you do, the more things you have to build.
like, for example, you start off, you only have the grays you can build, and eventually you can build the greens after you get far enough, then you can build
the blues, purples, the yellows.
Oranges, yeah, exactly.
So it does have, it has the same kind of loot class as WoW, right?
As Blizzard, yeah. A lot of companies just have picked that up because it's become a standard.
Yeah, it really has.
Is weird. In Neo, it's white, yellow, blue, purple.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So purple is still like high end.
So they just switched green for yellow.
They got rid of a fourth tier from what I can see.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, and the tier order, they just swapped green for yellow.
Yeah.
Which is.
And they also have in the options menu, you can change the colors for some reason. They have like a bunch of different crazy customization things where if you, for some reason, are just like, I just don't understand how this purple thing is better than blue. It's in the options menu in Neo. You can change the color.
It's probably Neo's for color blindness.
Neo's on sale right now Neo is on sale right now. And I kind of really
I love it. We'll go off on a quick little Neo thing right now, I guess. I love it. I think the levels themselves and the fact there's characters and voice acting, and it's like it's much more straightforward to follow than
story-wise,
Souls game is.
Well, that makes sense because there's nothing to follow in a Souls game.
The Souls games, for all intents and purposes, have no plot.
No.
Like, a buddy of mine made fun of the first one where the big worm guy is just like, your fate.
He's just like,
chosen undead, your fate is to fight the boss.
Yeah,
that's it. And like, there's a bunch of other crazy shit that happens.
You know what else is on sale? Prey. $20 for Prey right now.
It's so good.
Yeah, I might pick it up.
It's so fucking good. You gotta be ready for that fucking game, though. So that game is great, but as I talked about last season,
we know your opinion.
That was me.
At length.
But like,
I'm just not sure I'm ready for a stealth game at this moment.
You don't necessarily have to build for stealth. It's just a lot easier in those kinds of games because avoiding conflict still gives you experience. And then,
so I don't like to play my games like I live my life.
Avoiding conflict.
So you should try Neo. The main problem with that game, I find, is the combat is leagues better than in Dark Souls.
Than Souls?
Yeah, because there's combos and there's customization. There's like, use customization per stance. You can customize your stance if you want, like, a attack, and then like a backstep. I do that with my heavy moves because they're slower, but I can get out of dodge with like a jab, right? So that's so much better. The problem is that game, because you can recharge your stamina with the touch of a button, trains you to be super aggressive despite the fact you can be killed in one hit. But like, once you get good, like I've been playing for like 25 hours, like I'm finally good at it. I can fight through an entire mission without getting hit. But then you get to the boss, like the boss I was stuck at for like an hour and a half yesterday, this like ice woman, you have to all of a sudden play defensively.
Ah, shit.
We're like so the bosses that reward aggression are amazing. The first boss, there's like this bat lady who's great. All of the like duels with your companions, so you can duel your NPC buddies and get their shit.
You can duel Knight Solaire,
basically.
The Onion Bro,
and the Onion Bro, and get their stuff.
Okay,
those fights are amazing because you all have the same skills. Everybody's affected by the same combos, right? Some of the fights are terrible though. Like, it's a really hot and cold game. Like, I fought this big ass dude with an axe on a bridge.
Yeah.
Who would block every second hit. So you could hit him once, and then you had to guard break him, and then hit him a second time.
That sounds so tedious.
Dude, like, the fight isn't difficult, but it still took me 15 minutes because he has like 10,000 HP.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And even at my level now, like level 60, I do like 300.
Jesus.
And then it's like poke, block, guard break, poke, block, guard break, and it's fucking
repeat 50 times.
But I do recommend, if it's on sale, like if you're into something that's fast, incredibly difficult, but very rewarding, like Neo, despite the fact that some of it's a bit, it's not excellent, but it's great, and I'm very happy to have it.
Super interested, but like my banking out has been annihilated, like the Monster Hunter Guild annihilates monsters.
Nice.
And I don't know how to.
He spent his life savings on Palico skins.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know.
Although the Valhazak one is hot as fuck. If you guys are
already
at that part.
Are there Palico skins?
Yeah, well, there's you craft gear for your Palico, which
what does it do?
Your Palico does fight with you. It has supporting spells and stuff, so it'll increase the damage that your Palico does. It'll increase the amount of hits it can take, because if it gets knocked down, then it can't heal you, right?
Okay,
so you don't want it to get knocked down as often. And there's other like small bonuses.
It's gear.
Exactly. So the primary goal of the Hunter's Guild is to prevent further damage to the monster's population. Many of them have gone extinct already. I looked up a list of extinct monsters, and it was so extensive, I decided not to touch it.
Oh, yeah. Depressing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can look that up.
I will remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Sarah McLachlan song is it?
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
I like her music a lot. I've seen interviews with her as well. She is so much fun for someone who does nothing but sing sad music. No. I've never seen a video of her like interviewing CBC on like a dock at some point, and she's like, "Mom, my bra's riding up," and she's like, just, like standing there, just, like, fucking.
Yeah. She's no Amy Schumer. I'll say that.
Yeah, she's much better looking and talented. Yeah. Roasted Amy Schumer.
Roasted Amy Schumer. Crunch at us.
Get at me.
I think Amy Schumer just went extinct. And so did a lot of these monsters. And for this reason, the Hunters Guild.
Jamie's digging deep for those segues.
We're not making it easy. Trying to reel you back in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when she dies, she'll technically go extinct unless she makes her daughter as a junior.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer Jr.
Amy Schumer Jr.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer.
And then her daughter needs to have a daughter and be Junior Amy Schumer Jr.
Yeah.
Ugh. Amy Junior.
Yeah.
So the Hunters Guild.
I'm not gonna try.
The Hunter Guild prevents hunters from doing the same quest more than once, according to the lore.
Oh, really? But
like no, you can't go kill that dragon again.
Yeah.
I got killed last week.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you want to grind for better gear? I don't think so. Yeah. But
I just love that that's canon. Like,
yeah. No, that's canon.
Nope. Canon. Although I guess the canon is because this is all about like population control. So they're like, oh, you can't kill another one because you killed one last week.
From my perspective too, like I've played and the assigned quests, which are the main quests, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you can't post them again because you've already done them. But the optional quests you can just post over.
Okay. I got a question. Do they tell you what like sex the monster is? Is it like real life where you can only hunt the
male?
Talking to Namdi about this, and we were thinking like the Rathalos and the Rathian. One kind of looks like a female, one comes a male. Like people call different monsters him or her, and it looks like they initially wanted to make a male and female for every version, like Rathian, Rathalos.
Your fire lion has a mane, so it would be.
Yeah, but that's not a good example because it doesn't have a female counterpart.
Yeah.
But what they tried to do was set it up like they were going to have male-female for everything, got busy, and just didn't.
Got busy?
Yeah.
Making babies.
Exactly. Ooh. But the monster, they're not allowed to kill the same ones more than once, canon. Also, but they put this caveat in there, which is like so American. If the monster threatens lives, towns, etc., then the hunters are allowed to retaliate.
Yeah, it's coming right for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Classic.
Coming right for us. Yeah. And even if it is endangered, if it's the last one on the Monster Hunter world,
the last South African white rhino, charging at you.
Yeah, you're allowed to blow its
fucking brains out.
Yeah,
for any big game hunters out there listening. Who value my opinion over their own lives. Yep. If a South African white rhino is charging at you, let it do its thing.
Yeah.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot, man.
Exactly.
Never did anything to you.
No, that's it. And you have to wonder how much they're like, oh, well, like, this one came into my town, so I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
Or if it was just, like, grazing on a tree near your home.
Or it's, like, it's living in its home, and your town has expanded next to, like, to encroach on its home, so now it freaks out, and you're like, well, it's attacking the town.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, everybody has, like, a one-story house, but, like even people who live in, like, mansions, it's just, like, a one-story, like, an elementary school. It's just, like, huge and spread out, like, just so they can take up as much fucking room for the most excuse to hunt monsters.
They use it as a caveat is also like lives too. So you can walk into a monster's den and then it starts to attack you. And you're like, well, it's threatening my life.
Well, I'm
so
just defending myself at this point.
It's the difference between having a bee's nest on your house or going out into the woods and hitting a bee's nest with a bunch of sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's coming right for us.
Meanwhile, you're driving at it.
Yeah.
You hit it with your truck.
Yeah. No, so that is a caveat. There is one strict rule called no poaching. So don't go outside of the laws or kill things that aren't supposed to be killed by the Monster Hunters Guild. And this is punishable by death.
The most heinous crime in the Monster Hunter world. Yeah. Poaching. Killing monsters. Who'd have thought?
Well, poaching doesn't mean killing, right? It's like killing on certain pretenses. Like if
killing
you,
to get its horn.
Not because you they need don't its do that tail so you can craft.
No. like hunting deer in deer season is not poaching.
No.
But whenever it's illegal, like we say that's the last panda ever, and you go up and like let a Glock off in his face. That's poaching.
Here's a let a Glock.
Because of course that panda's gonna be in like a Chinese zoo.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
For some reason, because you were saying it, holding your hand up, I just imagine Jamie like walking into a zoo pen with a pistol, just shooting a panda in the face.
Dig that, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Here's a real life lore question: is hunting deer outside of season considered poaching?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, I think.
I looked up the definition for poaching today because I was like, "What is poaching really?" And it is like basically against the law.
Unsanctioned hunting.
Or it's unsanctioned hunting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if you catch a salmon by accident and it dies in your boat off-season,
if a fish just jumps into my pants and dies off-season.
Poaching.
Is that poaching?
Ethan, this has happened way too often to you for me to think it's a coincidence.
But I just fished, they're, like, jumping into my pants. What did I say? This is not my fault, guys. My God. They're like my seamen.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like my fish people.
Yeah. The Okay.
So why is this your mood today?
Why am I like this? I don't know.
So the poaching gets punishable by death by someone called a guild knight. And a guild knight is like the police for the hunters.
Whoop whoop.
It's a damn 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the responsibilities of a guild knight is that they hunt down poachers.
Yeah.
Stop making them porches.
Hey, you. Stop sitting around being so fucking lazy.
Yeah.
No building a porch in the off season.
Punishable by death. Yeah. So porches are actually one of the rarest beasts.
Yeah.
Where it's just like,
yeah.
Porches. It's like a whole porch.
What is that? Yeah. A porch? No, it's a veranda. I swear, don't shoot.
There's only been one gazebo sighting ever.
Yeah.
You kill a gazebo, you take the roof and put it up on your wall. Put it on your gazebo.
Yeah.
I could have just made one, but the authentic is just so much better.
Yeah. So, well, so there's so many fakes coming in from China these days.
They hunt down poachers.
Porkers?
I can't say it. Or illegal hunters.
They're the Monster Hunter hunters.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good expansion pack.
Yeah. If a hunter if a hunter kills another hunter, he's allowed to go after and not only allowed, but should kill the hunter that killed the other.
Okay, so they have.
So they also punish murder, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not just poaching. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much everything that could be punishable. And, like, on their off season.
Everything is punished by death. Just like. just everything. Like,
anything
oh, fuck
serious.
It. Boba Fett's coming after us, dude. Like,
yeah. They also, like, in their off season, when there's no one to kill, they, like, look up research stuff and help out the ecological, like
Dog the Bounty Hunter was also an intellectual.
Yeah.
So it's just like they just get activated at some point where it's just like they get a little like whatever, like a firefly comes into the room, he's like doing his normal like librarian job, he's like, haha, that's so funny, Janice, and then it's like a bug flies into the room and like goes past his eyes, and like, excuse me, and she just turns around and he's gone.
No, he's like in the windowsill, like knife in hand.
Ever see Cats Don't Dance?
No, I don't think so.
Oh fuck, there's one scene in that movie where like
the
butler of like the villain.
Okay.
He like very briefly. He's like standing.
Are these
there.
People or cats?
He's a person.
Okay.
I'll show you the clip afterwards. He's like
Palico.
He's standing behind the main villain and like hears way off in the distance the main character's making some noise and it like zooms in on his ear and it's like and he just like zooms over to his face and then it cuts back and all you see is that the curtains have blown away but he's like instantly gone.
Just gone.
The Hunter's Guild Knights. They
we're all fairies.
They also act as negotiators for settlements and collect info on monsters that are unknown to the public. So they do research. They go and talk to people like, hey, like, I can live here. We'll give you guns and tobacco and you have to move out now. and stuff like
that. We're also going to eat all your dinosaurs.
Hey, look, your operation. We came in. We're here to help. Do you have any ivory? You know, anything like that?
Oh, it's over there.
Oh, yeah, we got some ivory. What? Get down on the ground!
Oh, you're under arrest for poaching.
You're under arrest. Oh. You will be executed.
Yeah.
There will be no trial. I have full authority to just kill you at my whim.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You're on your traditional grounds. You've harvested all this ivory. You wouldn't have to have any paperwork for this ivory. Do you? Oh, what a pity. Let's go.
I guess I gotta coup you.
Hey, we just like showed up and all these fucking savages didn't have any paperwork to go with their ivory, so we arrested them. That's what I was supposed to do.
I would be more down with that game than Monster Hunter Hunter, I think, than Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
what, with Colonial G-Man?
Yeah, I just want to play Dog the Bounty Hunter hunting these people. Well, yeah, you can take on these fucking monsters. Like,
yeah, do you get, instead of a palico, do you get your like weird kind of short, big-tittied wife?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is she a Thumerian or whatever the fuck they're called?
instead of a...
You get two in your lifetime. Yeah.
instead of a sword axe, you just get bear mace. Like, yeah.
No, it's a spear that has a bear mace canister.
Yeah, on yeah. the end.
The Hunter's Guild has a crest with a north, east, west, and south.
Okay.
And it stands for what they believe in. So the Hunter's Guild...
News.
Directions.
Yeah. News.
The north is...
North, east, west, and news.
So this is what it stands for. The north aspect of it stands for respect for nature. The west, a life as a community. The south, crafting from nature. The east, prosperity from nature.
Okay, wait. None of those, other than N, none of those things line up with the letters.
No, well, because they're not. It's not an acronym, my friend.
Yeah,
it's
that's like, you threw me because I thought it was.
Yeah, it's not an acronym. It's a gill. It's a crest.
Yeah,
and it has four sections. And each of the sections
is divided with like a.
It stands for something. It's not written all those. Yeah, words, yeah, right. Yeah,
you
understand what crests are.
It was a double misdirect because you said news is for nature, and I was like, oh,
you
well,
said
this
that.
Is lining up.
Yeah.
Well, everything checks out so far. Then you said west is for prosperity, and I was like,
west is for community.
Community.
South is for nature.
Yeah.
You just checked out immediately, so you were just like. News is for nature. Done. And
yeah.
When he originally said they have a crest news, I did think acronym.
So I'm getting near the end of this, and I found this like a really interesting quote. So you don't only kill monsters, you capture monsters as a monster hunter, okay? And you'll often get more rewards if you capture them. And what happens to captured monsters?
Do they get dissected?
This is the quote. Usually when a monster is captured, it is torn apart in its sleep with ease. By the corporation that requested it.
Jesus Christ. They just like put it in a slow cooker and made like make like pulled monster.
Pulled agar to anginath.
You have to steam it first.
Yeah, like, they steam it for like 48 hours and then they just like,
dude,
it just comes apart. It falls
things?
Off the bone, baby. That flesh just sloughs right off the bone.
The parts are used to further different sections. So the ecological part will love to see the anatomy, the workshop's like, oh, well, now we got all these extra bones. We can make you more cool stuff. And
okay.
It just goes to further everything. Usually you don't capture monsters that are too powerful.
Okay. Arguably, it usually, seems like it's better than killing them.
It is. It's harder to do. So, like, you have to set a trap. And once they get hit by the trap, you have to hit them with trank ammo as a gunbow player. But you can also have, like, different ways to trank them items.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not easy to do.
You put sleep powder on your hammer and then you hit
it
really hard in the face.
Yeah.
It's the difference between capturing a Pokemon and killing a Pokemon that is tough to capture.
You don't kill any Pokemon,
it's
ever.
Easier, well, they make them faint. Right? It's easier It's easier to kill one.
Functionally, it's the same
thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's easier to kill one. It's harder to get them to that range where they're able to be captured while also usually putting like a status effect on them, right?
Okay.
It's a good analogy because everyone.
Which came first, the first Monster Hunter or the first Pokemon game?
Pokemon came out in 1996.
96 sounds right. Yeah.
Considering that there's, I think PS2 is when it started.
So that'd be like 4 years later.
Yeah.
Okay. PS2 came out in 2000.
It started on PS2. I thought it was on PS1. Anyway.
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. But.
You're thinking of Kingsfield.
Anyways, that's where I wanted to end.
That's not true. I'm lying to you.
I don't know what Kingsfield is.
You're not thinking of
Kingsfield.
Nobody ever is.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to end is where. We slow cook these monsters and pull them apart.
Yummy.
So this is
very humane. Yeah.
Anybody got some sauerkraut?
This is a lot of information that doesn't quite have an arc like last week, but it'll give a lot of context to anyone who is playing the games because this context is not really given.
Yeah, no,
well,
cool.
It still qualifies as lore, I think, and we are
definitely.
Boys.
It definitely
so
does
we're
qualify
on
as
brand.
Lore.
Yep, yeah. I think. So that's it. So any questions? Any lingering concerns?
Yeah. We'll be taking questions from the audience now, so please just speak up.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for coming.
Well, thanks everybody for coming.
Again, my name is James Miller. If you're looking to find me, you can find me at James THE Miller, James V Miller on Facebook. On Twitch, we are twitch.tv/TheLoreBoys. Apart from that, if you'd like to add me on PSN, hunt some monsters, play some Overwatch, do the things, gift me all the games, you can find me at JAYMILLK64, JMILK, 2Ls, 64 on PSN. Peter, where can I find you?
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. If you can spell it, you can add me. Follow me. I don't know. What do I normally say?
You follow on Twitter.
Follow on Twitter. Add me on Twitter, guys. Omanihu on DeviantArt, twitch.tv/theloreboys. We're going to be giving away some more Humble Monthly games on Twitch. Maybe on my next stream. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I haven't streamed in a bit because I'm moving. But I'll give the list to Jamie. He can figure out some rules for himself. We'll give away some shit.
Awesome.
What else? Old Aunt Peter on Instagram. And then, of course, I do all the artwork on loreboys.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Ethan, founding father.
You can find me www.myspace.com/xxdarkangelxx420.
Yeah.
Also at Ethan the Dead Man on most platforms. If you like the show, please tell your friends, tell people, tell everybody, tell your grandma. I'm sure she'd love it. If you want to hit us up with an iTunes review, we'd really appreciate it.
I'd like to thank Jeremy Padawandra for our latest review on Facebook. Another 5-star.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And for everyone listening who's interested about getting more financially involved with us, with us three boys, there is Low Boys Prime. Everybody currently subscribed this week will be receiving in the mail one pulled monster sandwich on rye bread with mayonnaise and bacon. It's not kosher. We're really sorry about that. There was a mix up with the butcher.
It's pretty difficult to get a rabbi this season. Really, mayonnaise by mail really makes up for the non-kosher.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. It will take 3 to 4... We're making the sandwiches today, but it will take 3 to 4 weeks for them to
show
up.
We're almost done.
Look forward to your sandwich. Delicious, yummy rye bread.
If you have any requests, if you want something more like a smoked meat style with mustard on the rye bread...
Keep it to yourself. We're halfway through the process. It's way too late to change things. It's a free sandwich. You should shut up and appreciate it.
Yeah, don't complain if there's a little bit of raffian in your raffalos, okay?
Yeah. And that constitutes a lore, boys.
Ow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.